Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, August 1st. Do you listen to music or podcasts in your car? A song ends, or say this podcast, and now while speeding down the highway, you have to fumble with your phone to find your next favorite. Bad idea, right? Well, Pandora thinks so too. The popular music service has joined the ranks of apps you can talk to. Last week, it enabled a new voice assistant called Voice Mode. Like Amazon's Alexa and Google's Assistant, you wake it up by saying, "Hey, Pandora." You can call up specific songs, artists, podcasts, or ask it to play music for a specific activity or time of day, like play some music for my workout, or maybe play some music for my road trip, which is now blessedly hands-free. I tried Voice Mode out myself, curious to know if all of its searches really are customized, which Pandora claims. "Hey, Pandora," I said, "play a podcast." And it pulled up the Daily from the New York Times, whether because it knows I listen to it or podcasts like it, or because it was number one on the podcast charts, I really can't tell you. The company also says Voice Mode is smart enough to answer questions like, "What song is this?" Pandora also claims it can find a podcast using only the guest's name as the clue. Voice Mode, which is available to everyone using the service, is a smart move on Pandora's part. Pandora competes fiercely with Spotify. The latter company is the biggest music streaming service in the world by number of users, according to analysts writing on the website Business of Apps. And Spotify already has a voice assistant, but for its premium users only. Given the competition and with smart speaker use on the rise, Pandora's move might be seen as a business necessity rather than just a choice. Just this year alone, smart speaker use is predicted to grow by 20%. We're getting more and more used to simply demanding what we want and getting it from our devices. But asking for music or podcasts isn't the only thing the voice gurus at Pandora have been up to. They've also been developing voice-enabled ads, or in other words, advertising you can talk back to. Pandora says listeners will be able to respond out loud to calls to action. An ad asks if you want more information on a new mobile phone. You can say, "Heck yes," and get more details, or, "No, don't bother me." The technology marries artificial intelligence with audio interactivity and promises more nuance than just yes or no. For brands, the new technology should make audio advertising more measurable, more like digital ads on the web. Pandora's interactive advertising is still in the lab, but when it goes live, you can bet it will either give Pandora the competitive edge it badly needs, or Spotify and Apple Music will quickly launch similar tools. For now, Pandora's new voice mode won't sway Spotify's 100 million premium customers to switch to Pandora, but millions of audio lovers who use the free versions of Pandora and Spotify interchangeably might find themselves moving to Pandora to avoid that awkward, dangerous fumble in the car. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. If you try out Pandora's voice mode, why don't you call it Business Wars Daily? Give it a shot. Hey, thanks for listening. No matter how you find us, I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.